Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll continue our study to some of the verses of Quran chapter 11, which is titled Hud. And Hud is an imaginary character for a prophet, as Muhammad claimed in Quran chapter 7 and in Quran chapter 11. When you read both passages in Quran chapter 7 and as we're going to read today in Quran chapter 11, you realize that there's no story there. There is not any information to figure out who is that Hud whom Muhammad now is honoring by naming that chapter after him. In verse 50, we read, and to Ad. Who is Ad? Oh, the people of Hud. So now we know there is a people are called the people of Ad. Imagine with me, there is not any historian or any archaeological evidence or any information whatsoever about the people of Ad, who are the people of prophethood, except only in the Quran we learn about that imaginary prophet and these imaginary people. Their brother Hud said, oh my people, serve Allah. You have no God other than Him, that you are only forgers. What in the world is Prophet Hud talking about? We do not know. In verse 51, oh my people, I do not ask you a wages for it. Once again, the same repeated words which Noah said earlier in chapter 11. It seemed to me Muhammad did not have enough words to make up his poetry. Yes, he is inventing new names for new prophets, but in the same time, when you read the stories of all these prophets, you realize that it's just a change of a name. I mean, think with me. When Noah told his people, I do not ask you a wage for it, for my wage is only from Allah. And here you go to another prophet by the name Hud who repeats the same sentence. Is it like a broken record? Muhammad have one story, he copied verses from it, and he repeated all over the Quran under some new names. Continue. Do you not understand? Do not understand what? And oh my people, in verse 52, ask forgiveness of your Lord, then repent to him. It is the same story repeated over and over again in the Quran. He will send down the heaven on you with abundance and increase your power over your power. And do not turn away criminals. Oh, so the sentence and the words of the sentence is nonsensical. How can Allah send down the heaven on them? But where are these people Muhammad is talking about? Who is this prophet Muhammad is talking about? Notice when we read the Bible, as we have shared with you in our last broadcast, I can go to Genesis account and I can read about Adam and I go from Adam to his sons and grandsons and great grandsons until I get to Noah. So I know where Noah came from. Now, who is this Hud? We do not know. Who are the people of Ad? We do not know. Where do they live? We do not know. What was their sin or what was their crime? We still do not know. But somehow, if they did not repent of whatever sin they were committing, then they would be criminals. Listen to the answer of his people in verse 53. Oh, Hud, you have not brought us proof. Whoa! They did not believe in him because he's not a prophet at all. As in the case of Muhammad, so it is the case of Hud. I believe deep in my heart that Muhammad invented the story of Hud just to deceive the gullible people in his days and say, look, there was another prophet before me by the name Hud who did not have any evidence that he's a prophet. And some people believed in him and some did not believe in him. And Allah tormented those who did not believe in him. And the one who believed in him were saved. Now, if he did not have any evidence and any proof that he's a prophet, and I do not have any evidence or any proof that I'm a prophet, then hey, we're the same. When in reality, as we see throughout the pages of the Bible, the prophets of God came and performed miracles. Think about prophet Elijah. He came and he proved to the Jewish people that he is a prophet. Prophet Elisha, the second prophet after him, he also proved to the Jewish people that he's a prophet by performing double of the number of the miracles of prophet Elijah. So Moses, Elisha, Elijah, and the disciples of Jesus after Jesus all have brought proof that they are sent by God. What was the proof of prophethood to the people of Ad? Nothing. That's why Allah said in the Quran, the people of Ad said, O Hud, you have not brought us proof. That's why his people said to him, and we are not believers in you. That is a clear declaration. We don't believe in you. You're a fraud. Then his people said that maybe their God smitten him was evil. Then Prophet Hud said to them, surely I witness Allah. And surely I witness that I am innocent of what you partner. You witness to yourself? If we read the scripture, no such a thing, I witness. It seems to me Muhammad does not even understand the meaning of the word witness. Beginning from the first pillar in Islam, when Muslims say, I bear witness there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. According to Sharia, Islamic law, that is a false witness. Because no one has seen Allah, and no one has seen Muhammad. And the more you know about Allah and Muhammad, the higher the chance for Muslims to leave Islam. But here we see in the Quran, amazingly, that prophethood is witness for himself. He said, I witness Allah, and surely I witness that I am innocent of what you partner. Let's continue. In verse 55, we read, without him, so all of you together scheme against me, then you will not be delayed. Delayed of what? Oh, the judgment and the punishment of Allah, which is what? You see, when we talk about Noah, we know what was the judgment. It is the entire earth flooded and all the people drowned. What is the judgment which Allah will not delay in the case of Prophet Hud and the people of Ad? But according to the Quran, we do not know what Muhammad is talking about. Surely in verse 56, Prophet Hud continue, I depend on Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature except he takes it by her forelock. What in the world Prophet Hud is talking about? Allah take every creature by its forelock? The cows and the camel and the humans? What does this have to do with the previous verse? Or even worse, what does this have to do with the following verse? Surely he said, my Lord is on a straight way. So if you turn away, so indeed I have delivered to you what I was sent with to you. What is this thing which prophethood delivered? Oh, the message of Allah. And what is the message of Allah? So far, I do not know. Continuing in the end of verse 57, we'll read, and my Lord will raise a successor nation other than you, and you will not harm him anything. Who is him here? Allah. You will not harm Allah anything. You know, it sounds like Mr. Prophet Hud here is a little bit under the influence. Why? Because if Allah is God, who can harm Allah? Surely my Lord is keeper over all things. Or if his Lord Allah is keeper over all things, how can people harm him? Then Allah in verse 58, now is the speaker. As he said, and when our command came, we delivered Hud and those who believed with him with a mercy from us. And we delivered them from a thick torment. What was the torment? Once again, we do not know. How did Allah deliver Hud and those who believed in him? We do not know. Obviously, from reading everything about that prophet and his people throughout the Quran, we know for certain that Muhammad made it up. In verse 59, we read, and this was Ad. They disbelieved in the verses of their Lord and rebellion against his messengers. Wait a minute. I thought there was one messenger by the name Hud. Why did Allah use the plural word messengers and followed the command of every powerful stubborn? Who are those whom they followed? Well, the stubborn one. Which one? Well, the people were not with Prophet Hud. Do you see what is happening here? It's just words set together to make sentences, to make verses, to make a story without facts. Last verse, verse 60. And they followed a curse in this world and on the resurrection day. Is it not surely Ad became infidels of their Lord? Except away with Ad, the people of Hud. Oh, here we go. The story ended without knowing anything about who are these people and who is their prophet. And amazingly, that's why Allah named Quran chapter 11 by the title Hud, after the name of their prophet. Once again, it is just simply a made-up story by Muhammad in the Quran for the purpose of defending himself as a prophet who did not come with any proof, as it was in the case of Prophet Hud, so it is with Prophet Muhammad. Prophets without any evidence or any miracles to prove to their people that they are true prophets. Welcome to the reality of the confusion book, which is called the Quran.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now, in verse 61 to verse 68, these eight verses, we read about another story in the Quran. This time is a new prophet by the name Saleh. And he was sent to the people of Thamud. Once again, it is another story made up by Muhammad without any information. That's why I always encourage you, our dear listeners, to read the Quran. And when you read the Quran, you will see how empty that book is. And then you can use that empty book to teach it to the Muslims who believe. They have a huge book of 6,000 verses, which is a miracle. And because of it, they believe in Muhammad. And they never read the Quran, and they know nothing about neither Prophet Hud or Prophet Saleh or Prophet Shaib or Prophet Lot or any other name we read in the Quran. And I believe the only way Muslims can get out of Islam and accept the truth of the gospel is we, the Christians, educate them about the miracle of Islam. The only miracle Muhammad performed, which is the book of the Quran, an empty book. What did Prophet Saleh said to his people? Listen to this. Oh, my people, serve Allah. You have no other God than him. Wait a minute. That is the same sentence which Prophet Hud said to the people of Ad. Yes, indeed, you are right. Why? Because it is copy and paste. Copy and paste. One story, change the name of the prophet, change the name of the people, and you end it with the beautiful miracle of Islam, which is the Quran. Listen to verse 62. They said, O Shaib, indeed, you were among us, and hope was in you before that. Do you forbid us to serve that which our father served? Same sentence, same idea of what the people of Ad told Prophet Hud. Now in verse 63, Prophet Hud answers them and he said, Oh, my people, have you seen that? If I were with approved from my Lord, and he gave me from him mercy, so who will help me against Allah if I disobeyed him? So you will not increase me other than loss. What is the proof? We know in the story of Hud that the people of Ad told him, you have no proof. Now Prophet Saleh is different. Why? Because he said, if I have proof, if I have evidence that I am a prophet from Allah. Well, guess what? Continue to read the story of Prophet Saleh and the people of Samud. Surprise, surprise. Even Prophet Saleh does not have any evidence or proof that he is a prophet from Allah. There is no message. There is no miracle. There is no any evidence that he is a true prophet. Until we read the interpretation, which I call the fabrication of Muslim scholars, then you see the miracle. In verse 64, and, O my people, this is Allah's camel, a sign to you. So let her eat in Allah's earth and do not touch her with evil. Wow, what is the evidence? A camel. The prophet went to the people with a camel, and that is a miracle. That is the evidence that he's a prophet from Allah. And he commanded them not to touch her with any evil. So you will be overtaken with a near torment. If they ever hurt Allah's camel, he will torment them. In verse 65, so they hamstrung her. So he said, enjoy yourself in your home for 3 days. This promise will not be denied. In verse 66, and when our command came, Allah here is speaking directly, we deliver Saleh and those who believed with him with mercy from us from disgrace on that day. Surely your Lord is the strong, the dear. And the shout seized those who did injustice. So they became motionless in their home, as if they had never dwelt in it in riches. Is it not? Surely Samud became infidels of their Lord, except away with Samud. Wow, what a fabricated story put together to make sentences, to make the verses of the Quran, to make the chapters of the Quran. There's nothing there to believe in. And what is so amazing is that when you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars to that camel, you can't help but to laugh, because you know for certain it's a fairy tale. Why? Because according to Muslim scholars' interpretation, which I call fabrication, it was actually that Prophet Saleh called on Allah, and out of a big rock, that camel came out. And that camel was pregnant. And the baby camel came out of his mama. Later, when they hamstrung the mother camel, the baby camel got scared and he ran back into the rock, and the rock opened itself and he was able to hide inside the rock. My friends, this is nonsense. What kind of miracle is this? And what is so amazing, when you read the story of Prophet Saleh and the people of Samud, as it was repeated throughout the Quran, you will come up with three different threats in the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 7 and verse 73, Allah said, and do not touch her, he meant the camel, with evil, so a painful torment will overtake you. Then in Quran chapter 11, 64, as we just have read, it says, and do not touch her, that is the camel once again, with evil, so you will be overtaken with a near torment. In Quran chapter 26, verse 156 states, and do not touch her with evil, so the torment of a great day will overtake you. So which of these three words did Saleh really say? Did he say a painful torment will overtake you, or a near torment, or a torment of a great day? I believe if Muhammad had repeated the story 10 more times in the Quran, he would have used 10 different words to describe 10 different punishments. And as you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars to how he really died, you'd be surprised that somehow when Prophet Saleh told them to stay at their homes for 3 days. That on the first day, their faces turned yellow. On the second day, their faces turned red. And on the third day, their faces turned black. And then they died. But somehow Allah delivered Prophet Saleh and the people who believed in him. I believe deep in my heart, the only reason why Muhammad made up that story in the Quran is very simple. To stop the people of his days to ask him to perform a miracle. It's like saying, hey, the people of Prophet Saleh asked for a miracle and Allah gives a miracle. And then they killed the camel and they were punished with this torment. So do not ask me for any miracle, because if I will give you a miracle, you will end not to believe in me, and then you will be tormented by Allah. The story of Prophet Saleh is made up. No record whatsoever, archaeologically or historically. Most importantly, there is no biblical record of this story. Amazingly, when we do some investigation to the account of Noah, we find that there are records of this biblical account all over the earth. Even though people may give him different names, some would say Nuh, some would say Nuv, some would say Nuh, but all the records, which some call legend, written throughout the earth, it talk about a man and his three sons and his three daughters-in-law and his wife, and worldwide flood. That repeated story matches the biblical account. But Muhammad's story in the Quran about Noah was completely wrong. But the rest of the stories of Muhammad in the Quran does not have any support out of the Quran. These stories do not exist anywhere else beside the Quran, which is a great evidence. These are just made up stories in the Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.